Okay, today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Nun Gimel. We are holding on daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of the page on Nun Beis Amud Beis. Today's daf is one big tangent. We were discussing using money of onaa with money when money is somehow mispriced or misvalued, and we had mentioned in that context an issue of Maiser Sheni and what to do when you have Maiser Sheni that's worth less than a Shava Pruta, and how you can't be Mechalal Maiser Sheni that's worth less than a Shava Pruta. So today's entire daf focuses on that tangent, that issue of Maiser Sheni. So we're going to talk about why it is that Maiser Sheni that's mixed with Chulin, according to the Braisa, is Batal Barov, and we don't just say it's a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin because you could always be Poda it. We're going to talk about why Maiser Sheni that is entered Yerushalayim and then left Yerushalayim is also going to be Batal Barov, and we don't say it's Yesh L'Matirin by just bringing it back into Yerushalayim. Then in Ambez, the Gemara is going to explain that this Braisa that talks about those two cases of Maiser Sheni that's worth less than a Shavar Pruta and is mixed with Chulin, and the case of Maiser Sheni that's entered and left Yerushalayim is really describing one case. It's describing Maiser Sheni that's less than a Shavar Pruta, is mixed with Chulin, and has entered Yerushalayim and has left. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have some basic machlokos, basic discussions relating to Maiser Sheni itself, meaning Maiser Sheni that's not worth a Pruta. Is it that when the Maiser Sheni itself is not worth a Pruta, that it can't be redeemed on its own? Or is that even if the extra Chomesh that you are supposed to add when you redeem it is not worth a Pruta, that you can't redeem it on its own? But even though the Maiser Sheni is worth more than a Pruta, still you can't redeem because of the extra Chomesh. And now we're going to discuss what a Chomesh even means in the context of Maiser Sheni. Does it mean Chomesh Milagav or Chomesh Milavar? Or the way we would say it, does it mean 20% or does it mean 25%. So let's begin at the Gufa, about five lines from the end of the page. The word Gufa says the word Gufa. Amar Chizkia, Maiser Sheni Shein Bo Shava Pruta, Omer Hu V'Chumsho Mechulal Al Mos Harishonos. That when you have a Maiser Sheni that's worth less than a Shava Pruta, you say you can't be mechalit on its own Pruta, because the halacha is that it's not going to be tofes any money. The kedusha of the Maiser Sheni is not going to transfer onto any money of its own. So what you have to do is you have to take existing Maiser Sheni money that has a little room left on it. Let's say Maiser Sheni money that's worth X amount, but really it only has X minus Y of Maiser Sheni actually nitfas on that money already, and you say that Hu v'chum shum b'chul al mos harishonos. Let this Maiser Sheni that's worth less than a Shava Pruta and its Chomesh all be nitfas on the leftover value in that coin that does not yet have, is not yet taken up with Maiser Sheni value. And we always assume that you have Maiser Sheni money that has a little extra value on it, because when you initially are poda your Maiser Sheni, you always estimate a little bit liberally. You always try to make sure that the money that you're being poda the Maiser Sheni on is worth more than the Maiser Sheni you're being poda. You leave a little bit of extra on the coin. So that therefore when you're faced with a situation of Maiser Sheni that's worth less than a Pruta, that you need to be poda, you could be poded on that existing coin of Maiser Sheni. Says Gemara Meisvei, so that was Chizkiah's statement. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, is that really true that you're able to do that? But we have a Braisa that teaches the following. Hatruma vabikurim. The following things are true about truma and bikurim, and it's important to realize at the end of the Braisa we're going to say Mashein kin b'maisa, that these things are not true of Maiser Sheni. So here are the things that are true about truma and bikurim, but are not going to be true about Maiser Sheni. First of all, chayav naleim misa, that a person is who's not a Kohen, who eats them, Zaro Kohen Tamei, who eats them b'mezid, a non-Kohen, or a Kohen who's Tamei, who eats Trum or Bikurim b'mezid, is Chayiv Misa, Misa b'dei Shemayim. Second thing, V'chomesh, a Zaro who eats Truma b'shogeg, is Chayiv b'chomesh. Not only does he have to replenish the Truma, he's also Chayiv b'chomesh. The Mishnah Maseches Trumos discusses whether the Kohen is allowed to be Mochel b'chomesh. Can the Kohen say, you know what, you gave me back the truma, good enough, you don't have to pay me back the chomesh. So the if I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah, the sixth paragraph of Truma says that the kohen cannot be mochel the chomesh. The chomesh is the way the Balei Atos understand that in Mesachs Ksuvus and Mesachs Pesachim is that the chomesh is a kapara, and kapara is not nitan lemechila. That whenever you give money for anything, it always fits into one of three categories. Whenever the Torah is mechayiv you to give money, either it's mamon, you tore someone's clothing, so you have to pay for it. That's mamon. That's you cost him money, you have to pay him money. Or it's knas. The Torah is just punishing you, but there's no connection between money cost and the money that's being levied against you. It's just a knas. A guy is ma'anes a woman, so he has to pay X amount of money, but it's not to replenish anything that's missing. Or it's kofar, it's kapara. It's kapara, that the money is there to provide a kapara. So what are the differences between money that's a kapara and money that's mamon? So there are several differences, but seven to be exact, Rav Shach always likes to point out, seven differences between money that's kapara. But one of them is that when it comes to mechila, you could be mochel mamon. If you owe me mamon, you broke something of mine, and you owe me money for it, I could be mochel. But you can't be mochel kapara, at least according to Tosfos. But anyway, so there's a chiv misa and there's a chiv chomesh if a non-kohen eats truma or bikurim va'asurim lezarim, and these things are asur for zarim. So right away, Rashi says, of course they're asur. We just said you're chayv misa and you're chayv chomesh if you're a zar who eats it. We generally are not mechayv misa for doing mitzvahs, right? So probably it's an isur. So Rashi says va'asurim lezarim below yachal v'itztrich lemisnia. The reason it has to say this is mishum it's all because we're setting up the punchline of this brisa, which is that none of these things are going to be true of Meiser. So if we only had the fact that you're chayv misa and you're chayv chomesh, and then a mashen came to Meiser, I would say, okay, so when it comes to Meiser, there's no chayv misa and there's no chayv chomesh. But a zar is still usher to eat it. So no, that's why it has to tell me that no, it's usher for a zar to eat truma and bikurim. And then the Mashen Kein B'Meiser will go on that as well, that a Zar is mutter to eat Meiser Sheni. So that's why it has to set it up in that way. Tosos is not satisfied with that. Tosos points out, Pirush Rashi, the Mishra Meiser Katani La, that the only reason we're mentioning this is because of Meiser Lashmin, Dafilu Yisura Leka, to let us know that by Meiser Sheni, it's not even an Isser for a Zar to eat it. Problem is, there's a parallel Mishnah in Maseches Challah that doesn't say Mashen Kein B'Meiser, and it just says Ditzan Asam Hachalav Abikurim. Instead of talking about Truma, it talks about Challah, which is a form of Truma. It says Challah and Bikurim Chayav Naleim Misa V'Chomesh V'Asurim Lazarim V'Lo Katani Mashen Kein B'Meiser. Over there in Challah, there is no punchline of Mashen Kein B'Meiser, so you can't tell me that the whole reason it says V'Asurim Lazarim is just to teach me that but a Zar is allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, and the Mishnah Challah never even mentions Meiser Sheni, and yet it says Asurim Lazarim. So the Rashash points out that there simply you could answer that sometimes that's the style of Mishnayis. Shigras Lishna Dahacha Nakit. That sometimes if in one place it makes sense to use that Lashon of Asurim Lazarim, so every time we have a similar set of rules, like the Gemara says in many, the Rishonim say in many places, when we say Cherishot V'Katan, sometimes sometimes the halacha doesn't apply equally to cherishot v'katan, isha, eved. You know, they just go together. Sometimes the halachas don't apply equally to them, but shigras lishna, that we just always mention them together. So the Rashash says it could be that's what's going on over here, but that's clearly not what Tosfos thinks. So says Tosfos, Yishlomo could infarish b'Yerushalmi v'asurim lazarim afilu chatzi shir. Oda Raisa Oda Rabbanon. The Pligir Rabbi Yochanan Shlach Shperk Basu Diuma. Vein Lefarish Tassru Lazar Mafil Like De Pidyon. The Perak Ha'ar Alamar In Le Pidyon Shireha. So the Asur Lazar says Tosos means that it's going to be Asur even Bechatzi Shir. That normally you assume that Chatzi Shir, we might assume that Chatzi Shir is Mutter. So it's telling us that even a Chatzi Shir of Shumar or Bikurim is going to be Asur Lazarim. Okay. Vehein Nichse Kohen. Another thing about them is that they belong to the Kohen. They're considered to be the actual property of the Kohen. Rashi says, what does that mean? L'kaddish ben nasi isha, mashen kem b'maiser stam, mishnah k'rabi, mashen kem b'maiser, because stam mishnah k'rabi meir, the b'maiser mamun gavoh, who v'makaddish bo lo kidesh. We're assuming that truma and bikurim belongs to the Kohen to the extent that he could be makaddish nisha with it. Maiser sheni does not belong to the Bailim. He cannot be makaddish nisha with it. Why? Because we're assuming, like Rabbi Meir, that maiser sheni is mamun gavoh. Mamun gavoh means it doesn't belong to him. He can't be makaddish nisha with it. That's how Rashi explains. However, other Rishonim, Tosos over here, in Dibur HaMaskel, the Heim Nechse Kohen, for example, other Rishonim explain that when it says in Maseches Bikurim, Lama Amra Bikurim Nechse Kohen, in what way is Bikurim considered Nechse Kohen? Likach Behem, Avadim, Vikarkaos, Ubehema Temeya, that you're allowed to buy Karka with it, you're allowed to buy Behema Temeya with it, you're allowed to buy Avadim with it. So that's the Masha'in Kein B'Meiser, that Meiser can only be used to buy food. You're not allowed to buy behema temeya, non-kosher animals that you can't eat. Avadim, karkaos, that's a mishnah in the first parak of Meiser Sheni, that you're not allowed to buy. Avadim, karkaos, behema temeya, b'demei Meiser Sheni. And if you do, then yochal kenegdan, you're going to have to find food of that same value to then transfer it over to. So Tosus raises the question that in Meseches Meiser Sheni, the mishnah says, v'lo nasati mimenu l'meis, shalo asisi mimenu aron v'tachrichim l'meis. That one of the things you say in the Vida Meiser is, I didn't misuse any of my Meiser Sheni. In fact, I didn't buy an Aron v'tachrichim l'meis with my Meiser Sheni money. The implication is that you're allowed to buy other clothing with your Meiser Sheni. It's only clothing for a mace that you're not allowed to buy with your Meiser Sheni money. But for a chai, you're allowed to. So Tosus raises the question, how could that be? I thought v'hein nechsei kohen by truma mashen kein b'meiser means what the Mishnah says in the first paragraph of Meiser Sheni. You're not allowed to buy anything that's not food with Meiser Sheni money. That would include begadim. So why in the Vidoy Meiser are you only confessing about not buying tachrichim l'meis? It should be about any begadim. So Tosus has three terutzim. First of all, he says, it's really a machlokas tanaim, whether Meiser Sheni is mamun gavoha or mamun hadyot. According to Rabbi Meir, that it's mamun gavoha, it's asur even l'chai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's mamun hadyot, it's mutter l'chai, it's only asur l'meis. It's mutter to buy begadim l'chai, it's only asur to buy l'meis. Second terutz Tosus suggests is that there's a chiluk between begadim on the one hand and behemot tmei avadim and karkos on the other. That even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to buy begadim because there's hana l'guf. It's like eating. It's considered that there's bodily pleasure from it, which is interesting. You have a machlokas in Maseches Beitza. You have a machlokas Tanaim when it comes to the definition of ochel nefesh, of what's considered ochel nefesh that you're allowed to do malacha for on Yom Tov. So there's a machlokas Tanaim is other hana'us haguf considered to be ochel nefesh. To what extent do we consider warmth for your body by clothing? Is that considered ochel nefesh, that it's ki'ilu, it's a food? So a similar discussion over here. To what extent do we say that you could buy begadim that are na'as haguf with meiser sheni money? Okay, and Tosus says a third teretz as well, that even according to Rabbi Meir min HaTorah, you're allowed to buy anything. It's only midrabanan that you're not allowed to buy behemot tmei avadim karkos, but min HaTorah, you're not allowed to buy tachrichim l'meis, and that's why it made it into the Vidur Meiser in the actual Torah. So okay, so that's another thing, that they're nichsei kohen va'olim be'echad umeya. And there's bittel of truma and bikurim. It's bittel in echad umeya, meaning if you have 100 for every one, 100 units for every one unit of truma, the truma becomes bittel. Tosus points out, v'sifri darish mimikdasho mimenu de truma ola be'echad umeya va'arlo v'kilakerem be'echad umesayim. That in the medrash it darshens from a pasuk this din that it's ola be'echad umeya. Kilakarim needs 200. Also, darshan from a pasuk says Tosus, but you have to say v'yasmachta b'almahu, that pasuk is only v'yasmachta. To be d'oraisa truma va'orla v'kilakarim betelim barov b'yavesh ubalach b'shishim k'shari surin. Tosus says when it comes to the din mid'oraisa, they're batal like anything else is batal. Barov when you're dealing with yavesh b'yavesh, and when you're dealing with lach b'lach with a mixture of moisture of liquids, then it's going to be b'shishim. That's the rule by Kol HaTorah Kula, and that's going to be the rule over here as well. It's a din midrabanan that it's all the be'echad umeya. Fine. Utu'unin rechitzas yadayim. Also, if you want to eat truma, you want to eat You want to eat bikurim, you have to wash your hands in order to eat them, because the rabbanon or gozer tumas yadayim. That's clearly midrabbanon. Also, I mean, some of these dinim are dinim daraisa, some are dinim drabbanon, but that's clearly a din midrabbanon, because on a daraisa level, there's no such thing as tumas yadayim. On a daraisa level, you're either tamei or you're tahar. There's no such thing as your hands being tamei and the rest of your body being tahar. But that's where our netilas yadayim comes from. It comes from the netilas yadayim that they would do for eating truma. The harav shemesh, and it also requires harav shemesh, that after a person went to the mikveh, he's got to wait till harav shemesh before he can eat truma. Hare elu b'truma bikurim, and here's the key, mashein kein b'meiser, and none of these things apply to meiser. So my mashein kein b'meiser, what do we mean that none of these things apply to meiser? Lav mechal de meiser batel beruba. One of the things we mentioned over here is that truma is only batel b'meya ve'echad. You need 100-to-1 ratio to be of chulin to truma, to be mevatel to truma. Implication is mashein kein b'meiser. The meiser follows regular dinim of bittel. The meiser is just batel berov. Now all of that was just to mention that meiser is batel berov. Why do we need to mention that meiser is batel berov? V'emisa d'chizkia, because this is going to be a kasha and chizkia. What does chizkia say? If you have less than a shav of Meiser Sheni that's mixed in with Chulin, so the halacha is you're poda it on money that you already have, that's already Meiser Sheni money. If you have that Eitza, if you can easily do that, you can easily be poda it, then Meiser should not be Batel Barov, because the rule of Bittel is that anything that's a Dover Sheyesh L'matir, if there's another way out, if there's another way to take this Isser and make it Mutter, we do not rely on Bittel, we don't allow for Bittel. So how can you say that it's batel barov? V'im isa the chizkia, if chizkia was really correct that you could just be poded on existing meiser sheni money, havle davar sheyesh l'matirin, we call davar sheyesh l'matirin afilu be'elof lo batel, then it should be considered a davar sheyesh l'matirin, and anything that's a davar sheyesh l'matirin can't be batel even in 1,000. The halacha is, Tosfos points out, well, isn't truma also davar sheyesh l'matirin? Because you could always be shoel on the truma. Whenever you make something truma, you could do a she'ela on the truma to undo the making of truma. You have this sometimes with hafrashas challah. We had the shaila once that got the call on Thursday night from a baker in Eretz Yisrael. Didn't want to wake anyone up at 2 a.m. on Thursday night. So called America, called the rabbanim in America to find out what to do. Where he was mafresh the challah and accidentally got confused and stuck the challah right back into the dough. So now it's all going to be usher. So what do you do? So the answer is you do a she'ela, you're shoel on the truma. You need to get a basin together, and that's what he did. He went to Gush, he got Rav Moshe Luchsin, woke up Rav Moshe Luchsin, I guess, and a couple of other rabbanim, and he did a she'ela on the afrasha. Otherwise, it all would have been asir. So isn't truma also davar sheyesh l'matirin? Because you could do a she'ela. Says Yeshlomo, k'da amar hasam miavi mitzvah l'atshuliyala inami shenosna l'koyin she'ni yachalish v'la'o chen brushu. So either you say, yeah, but she'ela is not an assumption that it's a normal thing to do. There's no mitzvah l'atshuliyala. Or you say that he already gave it to the kohen, therefore it's too late to do the she'ela. But bottom line is, the kash over here on Chizkia stands. If in fact Chizkia is correct, that it's a davar sheyesh l'matirin, that you could always be poda the pachus mishavar pruta of meis sheni that's mixed in with chulin, so then how could you say that it's batel barov? Why would you assume that it's batel? Says Gemara, umi mai de mashein kin b'meis de batel baruba. All we said in this brisa is that truma is batel b'meya. We didn't say how much, and that's not true about Meiser Sheni. You could take that in two directions. You could say, yeah, and Meiser Sheni were even more makel with the bittel of Meiser Sheni, that Meiser Sheni is batel berov. Or you could say it means we're even more machmir about the bittel of Meiser Sheni. The Meiser Sheni is never batel. And you know why? Because Chizki is right. It's a davar sheyesh l'matirin. So how do you know that Mashein Kein B'Meiser means that it's batel berov? Dilma, lo batel klal. Maybe Mashein Kein B'Meiser means that Meiser is not batel at all. Says Gemara, lo matzamrach. You can't say that. Dilgabi truma, chumre de truma katani, kule de truma lo katani. Because when it comes to truma, we're only mentioning, when we say the Mashein Kein B'Meiser, the contrast between truma and bikurim on the one hand and meiser on the other is the chumras of truma and bikurim over meiser. So don't tell me that meiser were even more machmir, can't be batel at all. No, then that wouldn't be a chumra. We're trying to contrast chumras of truma in this brisa with kulas of meiser sheni. So says Mar, really everything in the brisa is a chumra of truma. Vakatani ve'nichse kohen. It says in the brisa, one of the things we list in the brisa is that it's nichse kohen, that the truma actually belongs to the kohen. It can be makadesh and isha with it. That's That's not a chumra of truma. That seems to be a kula of truma. Says Malo Salkadai Tanya Behedya Meisr Sheni Batal Beruba. Now you're not going to get out of it that way, because even if the brisa is a mixture of kulas and chumras, but we have a beferisha brisa that Meisr Sheni is Batal Berov. So now that we know that Meisr Sheni is Batal Berov, it's not that it's not Batal at all. It's Batal Berov. Our kasha and Chizkiya stands. How come it's Batal Berov? According to Chizkiya, it's a Dover Sheish L'Matirin, and Dover Sheish L'Matirin cannot be Batal at all. So that's the kasha as it stands right now. Now, why is it that a Dover Sheish L'Matirin is Eino Batal? So this is a famous machlokas we've discussed many times, but it always bears repeating every time you come across Dover Sheish L'Matirin. Rashi Maseches Beitz on Dav Gimel and Beis says that the svara is, we tell the guy, Ad Sha To Ochla Be'Isser, Tochlana Be'Heter. Why would you rely on Bittel? Why would you have to rely on Bittel? Just be Matirin. Make the Isser go away. If it's Dover Sheish L'Matirin, you can make the Isser go away. Don't rely on a Heter. Don't rely on Bittel. Wait till it actually becomes Mutter. That's how Rashi understands with regard to Mukta on Yantif. So let's say there would be a din of Bittel. Yeah, but why would you rely on that? As soon as Yantif is over, as soon as Shabbos is over, it's not going to be a problem anymore. The Beitza Shenolda is not going to be an issue. It's going to be Mutter. So have it then. You might as well just wait till then. The Ran, however, in the Darm Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph says that it's similar to the notion of Min Bimino Eino Batel. Just like Rabbi Yehuda holds Min Bimino Eino Batel. What does it mean, Min Bimino Eino Batel? That normally the notion of Bittel is when you have a mixture of two different things, the qualities of the majority or of the dominant thing overwhelm the minority, overwhelm the smaller item. And therefore, the smaller item becomes totally suffused and totally loses all of its own characteristics in the larger item. However, yet when it comes to min bimino, so if I have a drop of milk that falls into my chicken soup, you don't even taste milk, you don't see milk, the milk is gone. The chicken soup has totally overwhelmed the milk. What if I have a little bit of treif for chicken soup that falls into my kosher chicken soup? You're going to say the quality of chicken soup is totally overwhelmed? No, the more you add, the more it complements each other, the more it enhances each other. So that's the notion of min bimino ein batal. Says the Ran, just like you have that on a physical level, you have that on a halachic level as well. That normally when you have something that's usher mixed with something that's mutter, so the overwhelming majority of heter overwhelms the isser. But what if the isser isn't really usher? What if the isser is only temporarily usher, but inherently it has qualities of heter? It's a davar sheyesh l'matirin, it's something that might become, that will become mutter eventually. So something that's a davar sheyesh l'matirin has inherent qualities of heter, that can't be overwhelmed by a majority of heter because it shares those same qualities. That's the svar of Dav Sheish Matirin, the way the Ran says it. But anyway, back to our situation over here, back to our kasha in the Gemara, that we're raising the question on Chizkiya. If Chizkiya is correct, it could always be Poda, the Meiser Sheni, that doesn't have Shava Pruta, that's mixed with Chulin. Why do we say that it's going to be batel berov? It shouldn't be batel at all, because after all, it shouldn't be batel at all because it's a davar sheyesh l'matirin. So says the Gemara, ube'ezer meiser sheni amru, and what type of meiser sheni are we talking about? V'meiser sheni bo shavaputa. We're talking about specifically Meiser Sheni that's worth less than a Shavaputa, and Meiser Sheni that's entered Yerushalayim and has exited Yerushalayim, meaning the Meiser Sheni that's Batal Barov is Meiser Sheni that doesn't have a Shavaputa, so you don't have the ability to be Podid and to be Matirit, so it's considered a Shein Lo Matirin. That's the Gemara's suggestion, that it's ein lo matirin because it's not with the Shavaputa, or it's nichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza. The Meiser Sheni has already been to Yerushalayim and has exited Yerushalayim, and as a result of that, you can't be poded. So you see, Meiser Sheni that's less than the Shavaputa is batel berov. But v'misa l'chizkiya, but if you hold like Chizkiya, lav l'chizkiya v'nech le'am l'as rishonos. So it's just a repeat of the question. You should do like Chizkiya and say that just because it's worth less than a Shavu Pruta, it doesn't mean you can't be Podit. You still can be Podit. How are you Podit? Find a coin that you've already been Podit Meiser Sheni on and be Podit this Meiser Sheni on it. So it says about Delo Parik. Maybe we're talking about where you don't have any other coin that already has Meiser Sheni. This is your first time in your life, or whatever Meiser Sheni coins you have, you already used. It's right after Yontif. You just came back from Yerushalayim. You don't have any old coins of Meiser Sheni around. Maybe that's the situation, and therefore it's not a devastation of Latirin. So says Gemara, V'nesi Meiser de Islay V'nistarfinu. But still, even if you don't have money, you still have an Eitzah. You could bring a fruit that's worth a half a pruta of Meiser Sheni that you have around, be mitzarif it with this less than a shavu pruta that's mixed together with peros chulin, and be podet the two halves of pruta together on a single coin. So the Gemara says, no, you can't be mitzarif meiser sheni that's worth less than a shavu pruta to a pri that's worth less than a shavu pruta that's mixed with peros chulin, because d'oraisa udrabanan lo mitzarfi. The meiser that's not mixed with chulin is meiser d'oraisa. The meiser that is mixed with chulin is only Meiser Midrabanan, because Midaraisa, it's already Batal Barov, it's not considered Meiser at all. So that can't be Mitztarif with each other to be Niftes on the same coin, because Midaraisa, you only have a Chatzi Pruta, which is not Tofes the Pidyon. So it turns out that you're eating Meiser without Chilul. The Pidyon doesn't work when you only have a half a Pruta of Meiser on a Daraisa level. So that's why you can't be Podit. That's why Pidyon is not an option in that case if you don't already have an existing coin. An interesting idea that a Daraisa and a Rabbanan are not mitzarif. The poskim discuss whether that the same is true in other contexts. The Tshuvas Torah Lishma has a question: if you have a beged that's made out of multiple materials, that it's partially made out of wool and partially made out of cotton, let's say, and wool is chayiv and tzitzis midaraisa, and cotton is only chayiv midrabbanan. So the Tshuvas Torah Lishma says it's machlokes rishon, but the Sfardim assume that way. So the Tshuvas Torah Lishma says, what if neither material has sufficient for the sheer beged that's chayiv and tzitzis? Are you mitzarif the two? So he says, beferish gemara daraisa drabbanan lo mitzarif. You can't be mitzarif if there's enough wool in there to make a beged that's chayiv and tzitzis. So fine. So that's the fact that you add cotton to it is not gonna do anything. It's not going to ruin anything. But if there isn't, then you can't be mitzarif a daraisa and a drabbanan. So now the gemara asks and even further, v'nesi demai. So why don't you bring a chatzi pruta of meiser sheni that you were mafrish peros demai? Demai is only chayiv in meisros midrabbanan. We assume rovei ame aretz ma'asim him. Most ame aretz do take meisros. So bring demai, which is only chayiv midrabbanan. Be mitzarif it with your meiser that's worth less than a shavu pruta that's mixed with chulin, and together you could be po to them. So Gemara says, no, you can't do that either. Dilma asilatuye vaday. We're afraid that if we allow you to be mitzarif this half of pruta of meiser that's mixed with chulin with a half a pruta of meiser of demai, you might come to mix it with a half a pruta of regular meiser, which is daraisa, and you can't do that. V'nesi shtei prutos. The Gemara says, but I have a better etza. Bring two prutos. Unechalal alayu meiser bepruto mechza. Create, meaning you don't have any extra coins lying around with extra money. So why don't you create that situation? Bring two prutos, be mechalal on it meiser that's worth a pruta and a half, v'nechalal hai al hechisera, and take this chatzi pruta that's mixed in with chulin and be mechalal it on the other chatzi pruta that remains on the second of those two prutos. Says Gemara, mi savrit pruta umechza tafsa shtei prutos. Do you think that a one and a half prutos of meiser is tofes in the pidyon two prutos? Lo, it's not true. Pruta tafsa pruta, the one pruta is tofes on the one pruta, and then the chatzi pruta lo tafsa, the other half of the pruta of meiser that's left is not going to be nitfas at all. It's just going to be a hemshech of the problem that you're creating. You're creating for yourself a situation where you have a chatzi pruta of meiser. It can't be nitfas on the second pruta because it doesn't. It's the meiser itself is not worth a pruta. So you want to be mitzarif this chatzi pruta with that chatzi pruta that's mixed with chulin. Hadravi le daraisa drabban, daraisa drabban. mitzarfi, and you can't be mitzarfi this half a pruta with the half a pruta that's mixed with chulin, because then that's back to our original problem, though, right? So the rabbanu not mitzarfi. So Gemara says, okay, so don't bring two prutos. V'naisi isar, bring a larger coin and take ma'aser sheni that's worth less than the. Meaning, what was the whole thing that Chizkiya suggested in the first place? Is that you have coins lying around that are large amounts of currency that most of it is used up is nitfas ma'aser sheni, but there's something left over. So just create that situation. Take more ma'aser sheni that you have, take a larger coin, and be pwned to the ma'aser sheni on that larger coin, leaving a little over so that you could create Chizkiya's pidyon. Says Gemara, Dilma Asada Tuye Prutos. No, we're afraid that you might come to bring Prutos also. So in place of the Isser, and we mechalo the Peros Ma'aser with Pruto Mechza. So we don't want a chatz, and that won't work like we just said. So that's why the chacham would rather you just let it be batel barov rather than try to create that kind of situation where there's a little extra money on the coin on purpose. Generally, you don't try to create that on purpose. That's why we rely on batel barov. Now we go on to explain the other example the Braisa gave. The Braisa said another way that Ma'aser Sheni is batel barov is Mishen Nichnas LiYerushalayim VYatza. The Ma'aser Sheni went into Yerushalayim and came out. So such Ma'aser Sheni is batel barov. Frankly, because the halacha is you can no longer be poded. You have Ma'aser Sheni, you can be poded. You can't schlep it all to Yerushalayim, so you can be poded on money. But you can't be poded Peres of Ma'aser Sheni if you've already schlepped it to Yerushalayim. And then it's mechitzos koltos. The mechitzos of Yerushalayim make it that you're no longer able to be poded. So says Gemara, v'amai, lahadim nale. There's a better etza than to let it be batel barov. Just bring it right back into Yerushalayim, and then it's davar sheyesh lo matir, it'll become ma'aser sheni, and you're allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. Says Gemara b'shenitma. We're talking about ma'aser sheni that had become tamei, so you're going to bring it back into Yerushalayim, you're not going to be allowed to eat it. So it's davar she'ein lo matirin, and therefore it's batel barov, because there's no way to make it mutter. Frak the Gemara v'nifrike. Can't you just be poded, even though it already was in Yerushalayim? Dom Rav Lazar, minayin the ma'aser sheni shenitma shepodin also afilu b'Yerushalayim. How do we know the ma'aser sheni that had become tamei? You're allowed to be poded even in Yerushalayim, Shenamar, because the pasuk says when it talks about Pinyan Ma'aser Sheni, Kilosu Chal Se'esov. You're not able to Se'esov. So we normally assume that means to carry it, to schlep it to Yerushalayim. But we're darshaning Ve'ein Se'es Ela Achila. Se'es in this context might mean eating, that you're not able to eat it. Shenamar V'yisa Masas Me'es Panav. Because the pasuk says when it talks about Yosef, when the Suda he was giving his brothers, Ve'yisa Masos Me'es Panav. So you see that he gave them food to eat. So you see that Ma'aser Sheni, it becomes tamei lo suchal se'eso, means you can't eat it, and therefore you're allowed to be poded even in Yerushalayim. So don't tell me the Brice is talking about ma'aser sheni that become tamei, because even ma'aser sheni that becomes tamei is a davar she yesh lo matirin, and anything that's davar she yesh lo matirin, we don't rely on bitul barov. So what's the Brice talking about when it says that ma'aser sheni that's left Yerushalayim is just batel barov? No, just be matirin, bring it right back into Yerushalayim and either eat it, or if it's tamei, be poded. No, the Brice is talking about food that you have purchased with Ma'aser Sheni money. Not the peros themselves of Ma'aser Sheni money got mixed with chulin, but food you have purchased with Ma'aser Sheni that cannot be chozer v'nifta. You can't be poded again, and you can't eat it because it's tame. So that would have no heter, and that taco we'd have to say is batel barov. Can't you be poded? It's none. If food that you've bought with Ma'aser Sheni money becomes tamei, you can be poded it. Says Mark Rabbi Yehuda Damar Yikaber. No, we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda who says no, you can't. We're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda who says that you have to bury it. Rabbi Yehuda Ma'ir Yiyatza. Well, if you're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, the food that you bought with Ma'aser Sheni can't be niftes, but why do you have to say that it left Yerushalayim? Afil lo yatsanami. Even if it didn't leave Yerushalayim, there's no heter al yidei pidyon, because we're talking about foods that you bought with kesef Ma'aser Sheni. So the fact that we talk about going in and leaving Yerushalayim shows that we're not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Says Mar Eliolam b'tahar. Forget about everything we said about being tamei. We're dealing with ma'aser sheni that's tahar. Umay yatsa. You know what yatsa means over here? It's the nafal mechitzos, that the walls of Yerushalayim have fallen down, and therefore you no longer have the ability to eat it in Yerushalayim, because the pasuk says that when you eat your ma'aser sheni, it's got to be lefnei Hashem elokecha tochlenu, that you have to eat it dafka in Yerushalayim. So if this, once the walls have fallen down, you're not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. So since there's no heter achila and there's no way to be poded it, that's why it's batel barov. That's why we say ma'aser sheni that has left Yerushalayim is batel. It didn't leave Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim sort of left it. The walls caved in. Says Marava, but didn't Rava say mechitza lechol daraisa mechitza liklot derabanan? That when it comes to the rules of the mechitza, the fact that you need the walls of Yerushalayim in order for the achila to be considered the fnei Hashem, that's a din daraisa. But the idea that once ma'aser sheni has entered Yerushalayim once and then leaves, that you can't be poded anymore, that's only a din midrabanan. So since the din of klitas mechitzos is only drabanan, that you're not going to be able to be poded it, chigaz rabanan ki yisun lemechitzos. Maybe the rabbanan only made that gezera when the mechitzos exist in Yerushalayim and the person took the ma'aser out of Yerushalayim. But when there are no mechitzos, logos rabbanan. Maybe there's no din of klitas mechitzos, and since the walls have fallen down, now you could be poded. So we're back to the question: why would you rely on bittul barov? You could be poded. It's a davar sheish lamatirin. There's no mechitzos, so you should be allowed to be poded. Says my lo plug rabbanan bein dis lamechitzos bein las lamechitzos. It's a lo plug. The rabbanan, when there are mechitzos of Yerushalayim, if you've removed the ma'aser sheni from Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poded. So even when there are no mechitzos of Yerushalayim, if you remove the ma'aser sheni from Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poded. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes Chada Katani says we misunderstood this whole thing. The Brisa is not giving two separate cases of Ma'aser Sheni that's Nisariv Bechulin, and Ma'aser Sheni Ma'aser Sheni that's worth less than a Shavu Pruta, and Ma'aser Sheni that's been into Yerushalayim. It's all one case. Ma'aser Sheni Sheni Bo Shavu Pruta. If you have Ma'aser Sheni less than a Shavu Pruta that gets mixed with Chulin, and v'shenichnas liYerushalayim v'yatza, it's entered Yerushalayim and has left Yerushalayim. That's what the Brisa is saying, that it's batel barov, that there's no and we would not say it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. So the Gemara asks the same series of questions: why is that batel barov? Why is that not a davar sheyesh lamatirin? Amai nahadav na'ayli v'nichle, just bring it right back into Yerushalayim and eat it there. No, enough of mechitzas. The mechitzas are down. V'nifrake, so be poded. V'amarav mechitza le'echol da'oraisa mechitza liklot derabanan. So after all, Rava said that mechitza lechol is daraisa, mechitza liklot, to no longer be able to be poded once it's been in Yerushalayim, is only a din derabanan. Chigaz rabanan kisla mechitzas klasla mechitzas lo gaz rabanan. So the rabanan never made a gzera when there are no walls in Yerushalayim. Says Mar, yes they did. Lo plug rabanan. The rabanan make a lo plug over here that they always make such a gzera. Ihachi ma'ir yein bo shavu pruta afili yesh banami. So why do we have to mention that it doesn't have a shavu pruta? Even if it has a shavu pruta, it should be able to be batel barov, because there's no way to be poded. So lo mi bayi kamarein achinami, but it's saying lo mi bayi yesh bo de kalton le mechitzos avalein bo ema lo kalton le mechitzos. If it has a shavu pruta, of course the mechitzos are going to be kolet and you're not going to be able to be poded. But one might have thought that if it's less than a shavu pruta, there's no such din of klitas mechitzos, and mimeli you're still going to be able to be poded, and therefore it's not going to be batel barov. Therefore, it has to tell me that that the din of klitas mechitzos applies even when the ma'aser sheni itself is worth less than a shavu pruta. Tan Rabbanan. So we have a brisa that teaches as follows. Now we said the chizki was mechadesh how you pod the ma'aser sheni doesn't have a shavu pruta. So now here's where that din exists, that you can't be poda in the normal way. Tan Rabbanan im ga'ol yigael ish mi ma'asro. Mi ma'asro v'lo kol ma'asro. You can't always be po de ma'asros. When can't you? Prat le'ma'asr sheni shein bo shavu pruta. Ma'asr sheni that's not worth the shavu pruta, you cannot be poda. So what does that mean exactly? The ma'asr sheni itself is not worth the shavu pruta, or the extra chomesh you're going to be adding to the ma'asr sheni is not worth the shavu pruta? Machlokas. Itmar Rabbi Ami Amar ein bo. Rav Asi Amar ein b'chumsho. Rabbi Ami says if the ma'asr sheni itself is not worth the shavu pruta, you can't be poda. Rabbi Asi says if the chomesh, the additional chomesh, is worth less than the shavu pruta, you can't be poda. Rabbi Yochanan ein bo, Rabbi Shimon Lok Shomer ein b'chumsho. Say machlokas. Meisvei says, maybe we could bring a raya. Ma'aser sheni shein bo shavu pruta. Dayo Shiomar Hu v'chumsho m'chol amos harishonos. We have this din. The ma'ischeni the sasan shav pruta. It's enough to be able to say that it and its chumash should be mechulal on already existing coins that you have that are mostly nitfas in ma'ischeni. Well, what's that lashon of dayo? Just say that it's mechulal amos harishonos. If you say that the chomesh has to be with the shavu pruta, that's why it's saying dayo to express that even in that case you still need to rely on existing coins of maishen, even though the maishen you currently have is worth more than a pruta, but its chomesh isn't. So that's why we use the lashon of dayo. Still, you could be poded in this way. But if you say that the maishen itself is less than Shavuot, and that's the only way that you can't be put in the normal way and you need to use existing coins, what's the lashon of dayo? Kasha, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Okay, but we'll pick up with the Bailu tomorrow. All right.